says to us, but what we say to ourselves matters. Let me give you another graphic example of this. 3 years ago, no, 4 years actually, 4 years ago, three friends went on a skiing expedition together, Bart, Mark, and Mitchell. These three guys went to school together, they graduated together, and they all worked at the same construction company together. Fortunately for Mitchell, he's a lousy skier, because he was well behind Bart and Mark when they both skied off a 70-foot drop on the uncovered boulders. Both guys were pretty busted up. Both broke their backs. They both broke both their legs and other bones. Actually, they thought Mark was going to die. He was the worst off the two, and they ended up calling him for several days. Everyone was relieved, to say the least, when he woke up and immediately complained about being hungry, which, by the way, is very typical for Mark. Anyway, even though they were both sentenced to life in a wheelchair, their reactions were 180 degrees opposed. Mark thought his life was over. He thought he effectively couldn't swim any longer. He thought he couldn't even be as physically active as he once was. He thought there can't possibly be a God when it is over. Mark, on the other hand, had always wanted to be able to do his paintings. He was an art major, but never could seem to close up away from the money the construction business provided. Now, he thought what happened to him was a clear gift from God, finding a clear path to do what he always wanted to do. His life was just beginning. Same paths, same life circumstances, different self-talk, different prospects for life. One more example to bring this idea home. The average dealership has a closing rate of around 20%, and the average commission is around $250. So for every 10 people we talk to, we average around $500 worth of commissions. How about this? Every time a customer deals has enough time to get a brochure and nothing else, $50 to us. Every time a customer who hates salespeople just wants to be left alone, thank you very much, it's $50. Every service customer agreed to just buy the car elsewhere and is just killing time, thank you very much, $50 to us. Isn't it true that according to the numbers, we get paid $50 for every welcome to ABC numbers we get, regardless of the outcome? If we truly felt this way, do you think we'd have been inclined to talk to a few more people? If we talk to a few more people, do you think we just might sell a few more cars? It's certainly worth trying, isn't it? The next way we control our state is more focus. This is a manifestation of the greatest place in our life, what we hold our thoughts. Here I like to borrow an exercise from Tony Robbins. You description.